The circular structure was formed by 12 thick columns supporting a dodecagon-shaped reinforcing concrete ring about 90 feet in diameter. Initially, Witkowski thought this might be the remains of a cooling tower. He abandoned this idea once he saw cooling towers at a different location on photographs of the area taken in 1934. Next, he thought of the structure as a flytrap, similar to those used to test helicopters and other hovering aircraft. Yet this answer was not satisfactory either, in that the researchers found a concrete duct containing thick electric cables leading to a power-generating station. Learning that high-voltage current cannot be used in mines with the potential for flammable gas, such as the Wenceslaus mine, Cook and Witkowski determined that the structure had nothing to do with mining, but was used in connection with the strange experiments described to his captors by the SS officer Spurenberg. These experiments centered around a bell-shaped object, appropriately enough codenamed Die Glocke, or the bell, which was housed in a concrete chamber hundreds of feet underground. According to the research of Witkowski and Cook, the bell was made from hard, heavy metal and cylindrical in shape, with a semicircular cap and hook or clamping device on top. Huge quantities of electricity were fed into it through thick cables dropping into the housing chamber from the outside. Inside the bell was a thermos-like tube encased in lead and filled with a metallic liquid. During operation, the bell was covered by a ceramic material, apparently to act as insulation. Inside, two contra-rotating cylinders filled with a mercury-like and violet-colored substance spun a vortex of energy, which emitted a strange phosphorescent blue light and made such a buzzing sound that operators nicknamed it Bienenstock, or beehive. Due to the phosphorescent light and reports that operators suffered from nervous system disruption, headaches, and a metallic taste, Witkowski concluded the bell's operation involved iodizing radiation as well as a very strong magnetic field of energy. The scientists experimenting with the bell would place various plants, animals, and animal tissue within its energy field. In the initial test period from November to December 1944, almost all the samples were destroyed, noted Cook. A crystalline substance formed within the tissues, destroying them from the inside. Liquids, including blood, gelled and separated into clearly distilled fractions. Very little is known for certain about the bell.